The EU officials are expected to have a long list of demands. Brussels has become increasingly irritated over the failure of Ankara to introduce EU reforms as part of Turkey's membership bid. Political columnist Murat Yetkin says the concern is justified.
In political terms, it's not going anywhere. The reason why it doesn't go anywhere is primarily because of the divide in Europe. You have a French president and his German supporter saying that, no, whatever Turkey does, it has no place here.
In the last few weeks, Turkish politics has been turned upside down. The deputy head of Turkey's constitutional court, Osman Paksut, announcing the court has agreed to hear the case to close the governing Justice and Development Party, or AKP, on the charge of undermining the secular state. Many analysts warn the AKP now faces the real threat of being closed down and its leadership expelled from parliament. Zabiha Senyücel of the Turkish political think tank TESEV says the case has resulted in a dramatic change in government policy towards the EU membership process.
If you want to save yourself in the country, EU is the only guarantee for you. The AKP knows very well that if they don't get back on track with the EU, if they don't continue their commitment with the EU process, they're going to lose their support from the intellectual circles, from business circles.
This week, the government announced its plans for a democratization package, which includes many EU-demanded reforms. Among them is reform of the controversial Article 301 of Turkey's Penal Code, which criminalizes speeches and writings that are deemed to insult Turkishness. The law is a key point of tension between Ankara and Brussels. It is responsible for hundreds of cases against writers and journalists, most notably Nobel Prize winner Orhan Pamuk. According to analysts, the government's renewed commitment to EU membership reforms has been inspired by Brussels' condemnation of the closure case against it. Both Rehn and Barroso have strongly criticized the case. But Senyücel of TESEV warns such statements might backfire.
It might have a negative effect on the constitutional court, that because I think they'll take a more tough position, saying that this is our domestic issue and we are going to decide on that.
Although the visit of Barroso and Rehn was planned more than 6 months ago, it comes at an opportune time for the beleaguered government. Both Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and President Abdullah Gül are anxious to restate their pro-EU credentials at this critical time.